Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill the scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of two Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, today I'm going to share some memories as well as the lessons learned along the way. And, of course, some special God-honoring music for you. Well, one memory I have never shared before is that when I was born, my brother Bob, who was 6 at the time, didn't want another dumb old girl. So he ran away. Well, at least down the block to live at our grandparents' home. I guess that lasted 3 days. Obviously, being born, I don't remember it, but it was one of those funny family stories that are often told at family reunions where everyone laughed but me. I dearly love my brother Bob, but that story often made me feel inadequate and unwanted as a child. However, God knew my irrational feelings of inadequacy, and so in my late 30s, at our church in Oakland, California, they invited a family to minister in singing. Their teenage son had long hair to his shoulders, and he looked so familiar, but I knew I hadn't met them. As they sang, I kept glancing at the teenage boy over and over, wondering why I was drawn to him. Suddenly, I realized he reminded me of my own high school graduation picture, and he was not a handsome young man. Then God spoke to my heart and said, "See what you would have looked like if you had been a boy. I knew you would be much happier as a girl, and I planned for you to be a girl." Well, that night, God healed my heart forever. God spoke to me that he planned for me. My brother may not have wanted another dumb old girl, but God sent to the earth, to Lemon, South Dakota, the little girl he planned, me. I'm wondering, have events in your life left you feeling inadequate, unloved, or even unwanted? Let me reassure you that no matter what the circumstances of your birth, the Almighty God planned for you to be born wherever you are in the world at this time in history. If you're struggling today, may I read a scripture to you? This is God's love message to you. It's in Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." I hope you will take that scripture as your own. It's God saying that to you. I have plans for you. Well, now let's listen to Amy Grant sing "My Father's Eyes." And that's my prayer too, that people will see Jesus in my eyes. Here is Amy.
I can have one wish, I pray.
She's got her father's eyes, eyes that find the good in things when good is not around. Oh, may that be said of all of us. Now here's another memory. Years ago, my girlfriend Zella and I were out hiking in the mountains in Montana. Strangely, it seemed that many wildflowers grew by the side of the path where the soil was loose and full of little rocks. When I mentioned it to Zella, she got out her trusty little field guide book, and we read, "Wildflowers Thrive in Disturbed Soil." I guess the very lumpiness of the soil must help to capture rain and windblown seeds. I know there are seemingly places of rocky soil in my life, too. Memories pushed aside as too painful or embarrassing, like my memory in sixth grade. I was tall for my age, in fact, taller than most boys in class. And so when it came time to pick partners, none of the boys wanted to pick me. After all, there were cuter, shorter girls to pick first. To this day, that memory stings. So maybe that's why, through the years, I find myself befriending anyone who seems to be alone. You know, I think perhaps God doesn't see our unhappy memories as worthless. Maybe he's saying, here's just the place for flowers to bloom, the place where you can grow into my likeness. You understand their pain, you can help them. In fact, I think God loves you so much, he watches for the tiniest little flower of hope to grow in your mess too, no matter what age you are. He cares about your hurts and pain, and rejoices in your successes when you overcome, enabling you to help others. The Apostle Paul understood about pain and hurt, about being misunderstood, and one day he wrote in Philippians 1:6, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." Yes, when you are hurting, you can turn to Jesus, knowing he is at work in you. So here's the praise and worship group singing for you, "He Who Began a Good Work in You." It's based on the scripture I just read.
He who began a good work in
began a good work in you will complete it in you. Our God is a faithful God, and that's his promise to you. So don't give up. Jesus wants to walk with you every day. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and you are listening to the Psalms of Hope program, in case you tuned in late. Some summers, when we children were young, Mom and Dad set aside a week to travel down to the Black Hills of South Dakota for some camping, fishing, and hiking. Of course, I always managed to take along a book so I could read while we were fishing. Oftentimes, my dad would have to tell me I had a fish biting on my hook so I could catch it because I was so engrossed in reading my book. Well, besides fishing, we always took a day to go over to Mount Rushmore, a magnificent, huge carving in the side of the mountain of four of our early presidents: George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Teddy Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. Yes, it was in those times, out by a lovely stream in the Black Hills or at Mount Rushmore, that created some of my favorite memories with my dad. In fact, those events helped me learn what a dad does and helped develop in my heart how our Father God cares about us too. You know, sometimes I hope the fish wouldn't bite. I was enjoying the sunshine, my book, and my dad's laughter as he caught his fish. But then when I happened to catch one, usually my dad had to take the squirming fish off the hook for me. Well, those days remind me that our Heavenly Father also comes alongside and helps us with our difficulties, large or small, if we ask Him. And when I'm going through a difficult time, one of the verses I cling to is again in Philippians 6:7. It says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything you can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." Oh, what a wonderful scripture. And now here's one of my favorite singers, Gary McSpadden, singing, "There'll Be Peace in the Valley."
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along. Till the Lord comes and calls me away, oh, well, the morning is bright and the land is the light, and the night is as fair as the day. In the valley
for me.
Well, the bear will be gentle and the wolf will be tame and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. I'll be changed from this creature that I am. Well, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. Yes, there will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord.
you're going through today, God will help you and give you peace as you look to Him. Well, I'm sharing some memories on this program and the things that God has taught me in this sometimes difficult as well as wonderful processes of life. This is a wonderful memory with my grandson, Jim. It was in 2003, from August to September, that the planet Mars was closer to the Earth than it had been in 60,000 years. Astronomers predicted it would not be this close again until the year 2281. Well, I had noticed in the paper that at 9 p.m., the local astronomy club members were all setting up their telescopes up at the parking lot about 10 miles out in the desert, away from the city lights. They invited anyone who would like to see Mars through their telescopes to come there. So Jim and I drove up the mountain and stood in line with all the other people, including excited, chattering children. Well, finally, it was my turn. And to my eye, Mars was a dazzling peach color with a solar ice cap, a shimmering arc. I was mesmerized as I moved from telescope to telescope, desiring to absorb the image of that glorious light in the sky. It was so fantastically far away, and yet, through the telescope, suddenly, visually so close. Well, it was almost midnight by the time we got home, where I could still clearly see Mars moving with the turn of the Earth across the window in my bedroom. As I drifted off to sleep, I prayed, "O Lord, I bow in gratitude and awe of the incredible universe you have made. You have flung the stars in space, keep the planets in orbit, and still continue to create more galaxies than I can imagine. Thank you, Creator of the universe, for choosing to live in my heart. It's so amazing. I don't understand why you love me, but I thank you." And that was my prayer as I drifted off to sleep. Well, now here is a song about our great and mighty God. The title is, "How Great Thou Art."
How great thou art.
God is at work in us. Well, you know, I've loved going back in memory and sharing some things God has taught me in the process of some painful or embarrassing or even happy moments in life. And I hope it's encouraged you to see how God has worked in your life, too. If you'd like to read more about experiences and that of my friends, I recently wrote a book called God's Destiny Dots. It's available on my website. The book will help you see how the small events of your life, when connected like dots, make up the picture of your life, of who you are. And I know you would be blessed as you read it. Yes, we all have so much to be thankful for, even if we're at a difficult time of our lives, even when we have a bad doctor's report, or like some of our listeners in other parts of the world, perhaps you don't know where your next meal is coming from, or if war will come to your village. We can still be thankful to the Lord for His love for us. So as I close this program, a spirit of thankfulness rises up within me, and I'm thankful for each one of you, my listeners. It blesses me when one of you writes that my voice or even my giggle at times brings joy and hope into your weary heart. Some time ago, I wrote a little book called New Beginnings, and I would like to send it to you as my free gift. Just write and ask for it. It is my gift. And if you can help, remember, this is a listener-supported program, so send your donation to the address the announcer will give, or you can donate on our website. I'd be so grateful for your help keeping this program on your station. Most of all, I hope you'll take a few moments of your own to sit in a quiet place and join me in gratitude for the companionship with our special friend Jesus, who loves you so much. And don't forget to listen to the announcer and write for your free book, New Beginnings. And do join me same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.